Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Chaf. And we began yesterday Sif Yud Ches, which we will conclude in Yirtzah Hashem today. Tonight is my mother, Imi Morasi's yard site, Chana Basmei Ravram, and we're learning this shir and all the shirim that I always give, Le'ilui Nishmas HaKadosha. I dedicated a special shir on the OU website entitled Emuna from Holocaust Responsa, and you're most welcome to listen to that shir as well. So we begin today's shir with Sif Yud Ches, a quick review of what we did yesterday. There's the first lenient opinion that the Mechaba brought down, the Yesh Misha Matir, in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Aruch, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that says that a person is allowed to go and plug up the spigot of a barrel of wine, and we'll see other beverages as well, but not water, and one is allowed to go and push this in tightly, even though in doing so, by either putting it in or taking it out, he's going to squeeze out and be a psik resha. But the first opinion holds that a psik resha, the lo nichale, is mutter. Then he brings down a more strict opinion from Tosos, the Rush, the Mordechai, the Smag, and the Sefer Trumos, that says that they disagree, and you're not allowed to go and put in or put out this pekak of pishtun, this plug over here in the barza, because it's going to definitely cause the cock to be squeezed out. It's a psik resha and it's osur. And we finished off yesterday's shir by saying va'olam noagim heta b'dover. The velt is very makel over here, which we explained in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nadal, which we read yesterday, that they're even more makel than the first opinion that the Mechaba brought down, the lenient opinion, and they hold that one is even allowed to go and put in or take out this pekak over here, this plug, even if you have a container underneath it that will collect the squeezed out liquid. The first leading opinion says you're allowed to put in or take out the pekak over here if you're going to not collect the fluid that's squeezed out. And this more lenient velt approach that the Mishnah Berurah brings down says that even if you're collecting it, you're allowed to. And now the Mechaba will try to explain this very lenient approach that the velt has. Va'olam noagim heter b'dover. So the Mechaba brings down, and he says, v'yesh lamed aleim zechus. One tries to do a limud zechus to try to explain why the world, the velt, holds over here that you're allowed to go and put in or put out this pekak, even if you're collecting the fluid in a container underneath it that is squeezed out, even though it's a psik resha, and now it's denichale. So he says, dekivan shabar zaruka, since the spigot over here is long, and it extends chutz lanaoris, around the pishtun, the pekak over here, that you're plugging up the surrounding area of the barza, of the spigot, the ein yod magas lanoris, and when you're taking it in and out, you're really not touching this flax, you're just pushing it in by the barza, and therefore it's as if this is a long handle. We'll skip the Ramah for a second and just read the Mechaber. Mutter midei dahave asfog sheyesh lo beis achiza. This is analogous. The Mechaber wants to bring a limud zchus over here, that this is analogous to having a sponge on a stick, and you're allowed to go and use that sponge on a stick, as opposed to you're not allowed to hold the sponge itself because you're going to come to squeeze it out. But if it's on a stick, there is no issue of schlita. So the Mechaber wants to bring a limud zchus over here that the people that are using this bekak over here are really not using the bekak directly. They're really using it via the barza, and therefore it's like a handle on a sponge and it's permissible. The Ramah just explains to us over here what exactly this safog is, which we brought down in yesterday's share. Here we see it inside. Pirish Aruch, the Ramah brings down the Aruch's explanation of what this sfog, this sponge, is. He says, sfog hu al rosh dog echod godo b'shayam. This is some sort of material hair that is on top of the head of this large fish that's in the ocean. U'bishor shemeirim rosho listako b'olam. And when this fish goes out of the water to look around in the world, yorid osu as sfog aleinov. So the eyelashes over here, so to say, this sfog material covers up the eyes of this fish. Vein ro'o klum, and doesn't allow it to see. Because if it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu making that this eyelids over here, the lashes over here, cover up the sight of this large fish, it would sink any ship that it was able to see. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed over here and covers up its eyes. In any event, this material, this svog, this sponge-like material, according to this lenient interpretation, the limud zchus that the Mechaba wants to bring down for why the velt is makel to allowed them to collect the liquid even from the squeezed out material in the barza hole is because it's using the barza as a yad achiza. The Mechaber himself says this is not a very good taina. It's a limud zchus. We're trying to figure out why the Vel does this and try to give them some sort of a basis for their heter that they've taken upon themselves, but it's really not a very good heter. And therefore, v'yesh legam gemba, and one could easily rip this heter apart. And therefore, the Mechaber concludes and he says, tov lan higam, one should teach the populace, one should teach the people, shelo yehei kli tachas echovis, b'shoa shepokim anekev, that you should not go and collect the fluid over here. Even if you are going to take advantage of the lenient opinion that says you're allowed to go and put this pekak in and take it out, but when it does get squeezed out, it's a psik resha, make sure that you don't collect the fluid. That is the ultimate psak over here of the Mechaber, that maybe you can rely upon the lenient opinion, but don't take it too far, and also use over here a container to collect the liquid. And then the Rama adds, we've learned some of these dinim already in Shin Aleph, Ayin La'el, Simin Shin Aleph, Od Midine Schita, more details about the din of Schita. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside Siv Katan Nun Hei. The Mishnah Berurah explains the shiny beis achiza shel sfog de mahani. The explanation over here that the Mechaber gave us is not really a great explanation, and one could argue with it because one could easily say that the beis achiza of a sfog, the handle on a sponge, that is allowed. The ein sham elo kinuach bi alma, because you're just wiping with the sponge. It's not made to absorb any water, and there's no guarantee over here that you're going to go and squeeze anything out. Mash enken kan shemahatkin abarze b'chozek token nekev. When you're placing in the spigot with the surrounding material tightly into the hole, yesham vaday shchita. It absolutely is going to squeeze it out, and therefore this is a absolute psik resha, as opposed to one could argue with beis achiza, it's not really a psik resha. That's at least one way to understand why the beis achiza is good when you have it attached to a sponge. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Al kein roi linhog, therefore the halacha lemaisa, one should custom himself, shelo yaniach kli tachtov, do not go and put, if you're going to take advantage of this lenient opinion, don't put a kli there, like the Mechaber says. Don't place a utensil there to collect the stuff that is getting squeezed out. V'yelech ha-nischach li'ibud, much better to let the little bit that's going to be squeezed out go on the ground and be lost. And therefore, in this situation, v'yismuch al-de'ar rishon ad-hach, and you can rely upon the lenient opinion, the Rabbeinu Yerucham's opinion, the Torah in the name of the Aruch, that says you're allowed to go and do this. But he says it is still better in this situation to also take advantage of this limud zchus that the Mechaber brought down by having the long-handled barza over here to function as a handle. But don't use the kli underneath it, but take advantage of the extra tzad limud zchus over here. She atartile tivu. So this way you have two things. You're relying upon the lenient first opinion, plus you have the potential to rely upon this limud zchus over here that you have a long handle. And this is the opinion of the Taz. Ad kan l'shon ha-Taz. And this is also the Chen Kosla, Yerabba, Umayma, Mordechai, they also hold like this. The issue footnote number 44 brings down that afa pi shashimosh bebars ze'eno monea schita. You can't really say it's the same thing like with the handle. You're not really preventing over here any squeezing by using this long-handled barza. It's different than the long-handed stick that you have attached to the sponge. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham writes, Moel hadover l'shita saraivet. This works according to the shita of the Raivet, which we learned yesterday. Hasover shebeis yad nechshav kitzluchis melei amayim. We brought down a second opinion yesterday that explains it's not because it's not clear that you're doing shita, but it's because it's as if this is a container, and when you're using it with a handle, it's as if we know that the fluid's going to go in the sponge and then come out of the sponge, and you're demonstrating this is like a bucket that's filled to the top that you're pouring in and pouring out. However, the Chazon Ish questioned this, and he said, the Svar of the Raibid is not correct over here in regards to the Barza. It would only be correct in regards to the Svug. And he says, that's because the Svug is specifically made to have water enter it and water leave it. And therefore, it can be considered over here with the Beis Achiza that it's like a filled container that you're pouring in and pouring out from. But the Pekakshel Pishtan, the Chazon Ish says, that has nothing to do with the sponge that has on it a handle. So here, the water that comes in is not meant to go in and go out, but it's meant to plug up. And therefore, you can't say that this is the same as the Beis Achiza. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, Hatam sha'olam no'gim hete bedover. What's developed relying upon over here? It's not this tarti l'tivusa idea. Ela mishum she'ikar adin hu kidea ha'soveris she'psik reisha d'olichle is mutter. The real reason is because they hold that even though it's a psik reisha, it's mutter. Because That's the din. A psik reisha delanichla. You don't really want this over here. It's mutter, and therefore kishein kli tachas achavis initzalahadis a pekak. That's the reason why. If you don't put a kli over there, you obviously are not interested in this liquid. So therefore, it's the psik reisha delanichla, and that's why the Chazinish says that it's mutter. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, the Chazinish says, since the reasoning is based upon psik reisha delanichla, that only works by inisa derabanan. However, by inisa deraisa, one should not rely upon such a concept of psik reisha delanichla is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'dad, the kol ha-sif hazehu b'chavish shel yayin. This entire sif we've been talking about is talking about when there's wine in the barrel. Kamo she'isker shulchan aruch, rosh ha-sif, as we mentioned at the very beginning of Sif Yud Ches, is where I pointed out yesterday's shir. I sometimes by accident said water instead of wine. We're always talking about wine. V'hu adin shar mashim, or other beverages other than water. Avolo b'mayim. And the reason is because water, in addition to shlita, is a separate concern. V'tam adover, the b'chol ha-mashim chos mimayim, why this is true for wine or any other liquid, is das kama rishonim de'embem Mishum liban, because by other liquids other than water, wine and other liquids, there is no concern of liban, of cleaning it over here. The issu shchita so who rak mishum mefarik, and the issu shchita is because you're pulling out the liquid from the solid. Kamo sochet zaysa vanovim, like we're dealing with the issu deraisa of squeezing olives or grapes, and therefore lachem ba'inon minat Torah lekuleyamo sheitzarich lemashkim hayotzim dumi the mefarik, and therefore for the issu deraisa to take effect, it's because you want the liquids that are coming out from over here, and it's only the rabbanim rak mi the rabbanim sfirle ledei achron and osir that we only add over here an issu the rabbanim over here to say that it's osir. Kamo shechasati be'aloch, as the Chofetz Chaim has in greater detail over here in the Bir Halacha. Dibra Maschu, Tovla, and Higon, Vechule. But the barrel of water, Avo B'chavish Almayim, Issa Shchita, Sohu Mishum Liban Hapakika. Here we have a separate concern that the Issa of Shchita is also included in the din over here of Liban, of whitening, of washing the Pekak. The Sochid, who told the Melabin, because Shchita is a tolda of Melabin, for also B'chol Gavni, and therefore would be forbidden in any regard. V'dasa Taz, the Taz explains that this isn't only water. The Yayin Lavan, Domel Amayim Linim Kibos. In this regard, white wine is similar to water, in that you can use it as a cleaning agent. And according to this Taz, L'dvarov, HaShulchan Aruch L'Airikan Kiyin B'Yayin Edom. This Shulchan Aruch that says you can, the barrel is filled with wine, it's only talking about being filled with red wine. Sheino Malabim, because there's no Issa of Liban in that situation. V'Issu Rak Mishum Befarek, the only Issa over here is the actual squeezing out of the juice, and if you're letting it go to Ibud, it's not a problem. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's only if you want what's coming out is there a problem. If you don't want what's coming out, you let it go to the Ibud, there is no problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "In nishbach shechor shar mashkel amapa shal shulchan." He now tells us if you drop some beer or some other drink on the tablecloth that's on your table on Shabbos, who wrote ligror osam bikaf, and you want to pick up the loose liquid over here with a spoon or besakin, or to shove it with a knife to get it off the table, kinilanakos amapa, in order to have the table clear of this liquid, yizar, one has to be very careful shlo yigrein bekoach. You shouldn't squeeze down and press down with the spoon or the knife on the tablecloth. So none of the liquid that gets absorbed at the tablecloth comes out. What should you do? You can only remove the liquid that's floating on top of the tablecloth. And he adds, in addition, if it's a colored mashka, you have to be careful. As we'll learn tomorrow, Shia, that you don't go and spread it out further. So now you have a spot that's a 2-centimeter spill, and now you're going to make it an 8-centimeter spill. That's a problem of coloring. The koshikin, and certainly, if you spill over here water on the tablecloth, that's certainly a big problem. In Ishbach Mayim Alamapa, the Vade Yizor Mobizeh, you certainly have to be very careful. The Sritis Mayim Utodim Lobby, because here when you spread the water out, you're going and cleaning further areas, V'chanel, as we've already explained. Then he says, Hasochet Seor or if a person squeezes out his hair or a hide, this is an Issa Derabon, it's not an Issa Deraisa brought down by the Rambam. We'll explain this in a moment in the issue footnote number 46. This has halach l'maisa ramifications. If somebody uses a mikvah on Shabbos, he should be very careful. He should be careful when he dries off his hair. He doesn't squeeze the hair when he dries it off, because that would be a potential Issa Derabon of schita, of the water from his hair. Now, the issue footnote number 46 brings down. Tam hadover shchitas or oseir eno sheves kibus minatora. Why is the squeezing out of a hide or of hair not considered an issa deraisa of kibus? So he brings down from the Bir Halach and Simon Shin Beis, lefi she'ein shchita ela bedover shurach mod. You only have an issa of shchita by something that's soft. Leather is hard, and therefore, when you're pouring water on it, it flows over. It doesn't get absorbed in it, and therefore there's no problem of schita. What about shifshuf shnei chalkei ha'ar zebezeh, rubbing two pieces of material over here, two hides, against each other, which is the way that the cleaners normally do this to get it clean. So he brings down also in Simon Shin Beis, sheyesh bezeh kibus me'atorah. That would be an issur derais of kibus. And likewise, shifshuf shnei chalkei beged osi miser zebezeh, taking a fur or a garment made of hair and rubbing two parts of it together. So the Bir Aloch over there also says that that's kibus me'atorah. However, but the hair on your body, if you rub that, the Bir Halacha says, there is no din of kibbutz klal. That's not a problem. Even if you're rubbing your hair on your head, for example, that's not a problem of shifshuf. That's not a problem of kibbutz, even midrabbanan. What about wiping your wet hands one against the other? So the Ksosa Shulchan brings down that that's permissible as well, even though there's hair on your hand. He says those hairs are far apart from each other, they're not really bunched together, and the issur of schita from hair on your body is only a concern when there's a lot of the hairs together and it looks like you're really squeezing out the water from the hairs, and you don't have this problem when you have hairs that are far apart from each other. Using a toothed comb on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says, if the teeth of the comb are far enough apart, and one can see the space in between the teeth, and therefore any water that you're using that's in your hair and is being coming out over here is not really coming out via schita, then he says there is no issur schita over here. But if your hair is tightly coupled together, and it looks as if you're a block of hair over here as opposed to separate hairs, so then there would be a potential issur schita. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, as well as Dayan Weiss Zatzal and the Minchas Yitzchak, bring down She'ein l'shtamish b'mevreshes shinayim b'shabes mishum issur schita. They forbid you to use a tooth comb over here, and they don't make any distinction between a wide tooth comb and a narrower comb. The issue foot number 47 brings down, in the name of various poskim, shenagu shelo lirchotz b'nar b'mikva mechashash shem yovel l'dei schita sasear. A person shouldn't go into a river on Shabbos or into a mikvah on Shabbos because we're concerned that you'll come out and you'll squeeze out the water from your hair. And he brings down in the Bir Halacha, in the name of the Ma'aril, shiyofen noagos hanoshim sheino tovus b'shabbos lo b'zmanin. It's a very good custom that the women, if they don't have to go to the mikvah that night, if it's Friday night, for example, it's the night they're supposed to go to the mikvah, then they're allowed to go. But if they're going at another time and it's not b'zmanin, so for whatever the reason that they're going at this other time, they shouldn't go on a Friday night. Mechashash shema yovel l'dischita, because they may come to go and squeeze out their hair. And as a result, the Bir Halacha says, "Mitam zeroy sheyimone adam litvul b'Shabbos." A person should not go to the mikvah on Shabbos unless he had definitely keri. So if he's tamei tumas keri, so there's a minhag from early kadmonim, in the days of Ezra, that he was mesakin that you should go to the mikvah if you had keri. Now, that is a chumrah, which we do not have to do, but he says, if you do that chumrah on Shabbos with keri, that would be allowed. But to stam go, to add kedusha to yourself, you know you didn't have keri, but you go to the mikvah in order to make yourself more holy, so to say. So then this tosefes kedusha, one should not go to the mikvah on Shabbos based upon this bir halacha. Finally, lenagiv soros b'mageves b'nachas b'ofen shein schokton, to just use a towel on your face, you have a beard or on your hair that gets wet, and you just want to dry it off, and you don't do it in a very rough way, you just put the towel on your hair, the mayim will come out and go right into the towel, so the Ben Ish Chai, the great Sfardi Gadol Zatzal, brings down shemutter, that is allowed, and he says, Me'ikra din mutter af l'nagev b'mageves b'ofen arugel. You can even use a towel in the normal way, because schita and seir is only an issur d'rabbanan, and this, using a towel, is considered a shinui. He adds further, shamayim and ischotim hochem libot. This water is not being saved. You don't really want the water in the towel. That's another Tzad L'Hokil over here. And this is also the opinion of the Ketos HaShulchan and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. And he also brings down that the Das of Nissen Karlitz, Shemutu L'Niach Zavageves Menachas Agabi Yaser. You can use a towel and lightly pat it against your hair. That's not a problem. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shein L'Gas B'Sir Klal. One shouldn't touch the hair because you're going to do Shchita. And he says this was the opinion of his holy father, the Stipe Lagon Zatzal. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down imamayim nivloyim miyad besocha mageves. If the water comes straight into the towel and gets absorbed right away, and you don't really see the water that comes out from your hair, be'en, so he says, ein isur l'nagvam. It is permitted to use the towel. It's not a problem. Again, we learned today for the yahrzeit of my holy mother, Imi Morasi, Chana Basmei Avram, Alei Hashalom, whose yahrzeit is tonight, Mirtz Hashem, this year, and all the other shirim I give, should be a wonderful ilui for her holy neshama. Thank you for listening. That concludes today's shir.